Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano, also known as Slandy. Well, it is March 27th. I am right now standing in my garage. I'm taking a bit of a break from changing the transmission cable on my wife's car. Let me bring you up to speed. So I ordered the part last Friday, and I received it yesterday, I want to say early in the morning. In the morning. That wasn't early. It was maybe around 11 o'clock or so. So I finished up a few things that I had to do. And then by 2 o'clock, I'd gone out to start working on the car. Now, yesterday, the temperature was a balmy minus 5 with a wind chill of about minus 127, or that's what it felt like. It was very cold. So I tried to do some work. I had gotten a certain distance and then realized that I just couldn't. I couldn't go any further. Excuse me. There was a couple of bolts that I had to undo underneath the car, and try as I might, you know, even lying down on I'd put down a blanket next to the car and lying down, it was just too cold for my hands. So I cleaned out the garage completely, put everything away. I tried to make enough room to get the car in the garage, because normally our garage is kind of messy. It's my workshop, and I've got stuff all over the place. So it's also our storage area. Our bicycles were in here. I had brought them up from the basement, so it was really not conducive to getting the car in here. So clean it all out. That took me a good 45 minutes, and I put the car in neutral, and then slowly got it into the garage, closed the garage door, and then continued that evening. So that would have been last night. So I worked till about, I want to say, 10 o'clock at night. And I got to, I would say, 95% of removing the old cable. The last bit, and the reason why I went to bed, because I, for the life of me, couldn't figure out what to do next, was it was this bolt. Now, best way I can describe it is, you know where your shifter is in the car, and you know where the engine is in the car, right? You got those two points. Well, the bolt was underneath the car between those two points, almost completely inaccessible. Somehow, by virtue of I don't know what, I was able to lie not underneath the car, but beside the car. And I have to thank my mother right now for having given me unbelievably long arms. In fact, if I spread out my arms, I have a wingspan of about 6 feet and 4 inches or so. Just to give you an idea, I am 6 feet tall. So usually your wingspan, or your arm span is your height, more or less. But in my case, I guess my mother endowed me with extremely long arms. So to some of you who just got a visual of me walking around on my knuckles, well, okay. So I was able to reach up and somehow touch the bolt. And I couldn't quite figure out, because there was two bolts on this little bracket, which was the last thing holding this cable on. And I finally found a way, again, miracle. I put my ratchet on there, and I prayed. I said, oh, this will never work, because the bolts were all rusted, and there wasn't even space for me to even spray a little bit of rust inhibitor or what they call rust release. It's a special chemical. Couldn't get that up there. So anyway, when all was said and done, I was able to turn with my ratchet set. I turned the screw, and it came off. It actually unscrewed and was released. So at this point in the game, I got 30 seconds left on my audio boo. The cable's almost back in. I only have about 3 bolts to put in and then adjust it, and it is done. So I want to thank you all for sending me these good vibes. It's taken me a little bit of time to do this, but I've basically saved my wife and I about $1,000 to change this cable. So, time well spent, I guess. Okay, thanks. Have a great day, guys.